5 years in the Syrian refugee crisis is getting worse. If you don't see results, does that mean God isn't working? And planes could be used to water seeds in Guatemala. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Humanitarian aid is falling short as Syria's crisis enters its fifth year. Don't tune out. You got to hear this. Jeff Palmer, a Baptist Global Response.
People in need never fall off of God's radar. But we as humans, we get desensitized. You get tired of hearing the story over and over and, oh, it's just another refugee crisis. We really should begin turning eyes towards this because the opportunities for loving and making Christ known are unbelievable right now.
See how God is using this crisis in Syria to introduce His love and truth at missionnews.org.
I wish our listeners could go and see and understand that these are people just like you and I.
Then partner financially with BGR to save lives physically and spiritually.
Don't forget Syria. Every day a fresh tragedy happens, but every fresh tragedy also brings a fresh opportunity to make Christ knows.
Next, there's good news coming from Indonesia. Pastors supported by Forgotten Missionaries International say the government is cracking down on ISIS. Textbooks pushing radical Islamic theology are being circulated through schools in East Java, but officials are pulling the books out and banning their use. By halting the spread of radical Islam, it's leaving doors open for FMI's pastors to share Christ. Keep praying for Indonesia's Muslim background believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Youth ministry doesn't mean the same thing in every country. In China, for example,
youth ministry to them is really more anything between 20 and 50.
That's Eric Berkland from China Partner. The problem is teenagers have been overlooked despite high suicide rates. That's why China Partner launched Youth Serve a couple of years ago. Today they're teaching the local church what ministry to teenagers looks like.
We do a whole module on what a good small group ministry or a cell group ministry can look like. And that's the first stepping stone that we're right now using.
They want to teach the local church how to run camps that function as both fun and spiritual. It's been a paradigm shift, but they're seeing gradual understanding of youth culture. There are challenges, too.
Pray for wisdom as we are creating this youth ministry model on the fly. But we do know that young people need to be reached with the gospel, and we do know that young people are crying out for meaning in life.
Meanwhile, if you can't see the fruit of a ministry, does that mean God isn't working? Missions organizations like Send International feel immense pressure from agencies and donors to create Bible studies, plant churches, and report back their progress. The truth is, the ground has to be plowed and the seeds planted in order for you to reap a harvest. What they really need are fewer questions and more prayer. Visit our website at missionnews.org for a link to Send's prayer calendar. And over the past several months, Paradise Bound Ministries has done some life-changing work in Guatemala, and they've done it with your help. Dan Smith is president of Paradise Bound.
Mission Network News listeners 2 years ago prayed us into that village, and God opened the door for us to be able to go into that village, not only share the gospel through our mobile medical clinics, which was our initial impact there, but then also come back over the last couple of years and build 49 houses for the 49 families. They were literally living in plastic huts.
They also built a church for a growing village and are training hundreds to be pastors and missionaries throughout Guatemala. And now they need your support in starting an aviation program.
It's something very, very needed in Guatemala. It's to that point now that we can no longer assist all the pastors that we are working with simply by ground transportation.
You can help their program take off by going to our website at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift to Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.